Well, hello and welcome to the BJ Murphy 360 podcast. I'm your host, BJ Murphy, and today is going to be another different take on the podcast. I know I've spent a lot of time talking about business and entrepreneurship and social media marketing and things like that. But today I want to talk about something that has been in the headlines quite a bit here lately, and it is discussing the school shooting down in Florida and a local perspective on how we develop good, sound policy and how we ensure that everybody who needs to be involved is at the table. So here's a little bit different take, and I'm bringing some more of my experiences as a mayor for the last 8 years to this particular piece on the podcast, and I hope that this helps you or inspires you in some way today. So take care. Thank you so much.
Social media is changing the way we do business, watch TV, and shop. Small businesses and personal brands need to adapt, and fast. BJ Murphy is a B2B sales trainer, social media entrepreneur, and former mayor of 21,000. He's bringing his podcast, BJ Murphy 360, to help you increase sales, gather more leads, and grow professionally. Feel free to share with friends and call in with your thoughts. Here's BJ Murphy, and here's to your success.
Hey everybody, the other day I took a kind of a selfie. I was at church and helping with the children's security at church, and you know, in my selfie was kind of a reflection. It had in the background, it had the church steeple at it, and the post was about, I posted this on Instagram and Facebook, and the post was about how at any given time there's probably a dozen men in my church that have that are carrying, and that really goes back to, there was a church shooting a few months ago, and so our church started taking some inventory into the men and women who might be carrying in church to kind of get an idea so we can set some security protocols and those sorts of things. So those are some things that we're working through and discussing now administratively at the church, because we want to be free to worship, but we also want to be safe and secure. And so I took this selfie and I put it in the context of what happened recently at the high school in Florida in regards to security when it comes to the schools, etc. But my real point in the post was about how we were so quick to blame one side or the other, or one organization or another, instead of trying to have a decent, honest dialogue that we tend to, as a culture, in what I've witnessed in my time as being mayor, when we have an emotional motivated issue, we could possibly be in this this trap where we make knee-jerk, irrational, emotional decisions, when in reality we should probably take a step back, evaluate, and have an honest dialogue, get all the sides together, and come up with good, sound policy to help solve the problem, the issue. And that's not to take away from the emotion that these teenagers were experiencing, the adults, and even as a parent myself, what goes through my head. But what I'm talking about is, when you're asking lawmakers to make decisions, if you're pointing to them to help solve an issue, which maybe that's something else I'll talk about here in a minute. But if you're pointing to them, the time to make a decision on very tough issues is not at that moment. And feel free, if you disagree with me, I'd love to hear back from you. But when it comes to making good, sound policy, the best suggestion, based on my experience, has been to evaluate what happened and then come up with a strategy. The other thing that I mentioned, that I actually got some feedback from a friend of mine who serves a little bit he serves in the National Guard Reserves, and we had a kind of good little healthy constructive dialogue back and forth in a Facebook post about it. and that he was upset that I suggested that the NRA be one of the groups at the table. And it, you know, obviously his point was they're part of the problem. We shouldn't have them at the table because they're just about, you know, buying and paying for politicians. And I certainly agree that NRA gives a lot of money to politicians and that that has influence on the debate. But my point to him was, I think the best way to make good, sound policy decisions in government, because you got to remember the government is for and of and by the people, then, you know, you may have this opinion, another person may have this opinion, and the best way to create good governments and good policy is to actually have everybody sit at the table. So what I was advocating for was that you get the anti-gun lobby groups and the NRA and parents and children and elected officials, and you get all these groups together. In fact, my post was, you sit them in a room, you slide some pizza under the door, you don't let them talk to the media, you don't let them get out until they've come up with a plan that most Americans can live with when it comes to the security of our kids at school. In fact, I even went and spoke to my two kids are in public school. I went and spoke to their principal just this week, and I just had a good, honest conversation about what it is that she was working on. Maybe there's some ways that I can support her, and certainly I brought some ideas on some things I'd like to see changed, and how can we go about implementing some of her ideas and making sure that we're doing what's in the best interest of our kids. Because at a minimum, all of our schools across this country, whether they're private, charter, or public schools, there needs to be a minimum standard of security. And in my regards, that would be everybody who's visiting campus cannot enter anywhere on campus except through the front office. And in order to get the front office, you have to be buzzed in or checked in. So there's at least a funnel to one place. Certainly that there's exceptions where you've got issues where kids are on the playground and those, you know, athletes are on the football fields and soccer fields and softball fields. I mean, there are certainly exceptions to how secure do you really want us to be, but at a very minimum, you know, having one entry point to the school, I think is an important step. And how our country has this conversation, you know, I'd be curious to see how this rolls out. I know the president's made some comments. I know governors have made some comments. I'm curious to see what local school boards are going to be saying and police and sheriff's office across the country. But I'm going to be paying more attention to how, at least at a local level, we're going to be having this conversation. And I will insert myself as a parent when needed, or if I feel like there needs to be a little bit more conversation than what I see, or a little bit more particularly action than what I see happening. I forgot, what was the other thing I was mentioning a while ago? But I had this really good conversation with my friend. He disagreed with me on that the NRA should be at the table. I believe that they should, but my point was the people who oppose NRA should also be at the table. And so from somebody who is sat in a chair and tried to help make or influence policy decisions, I will tell you that we always came up with the best policy when we had input from everybody. Now, that doesn't mean that the end result is something that I'm going to like, or he's going to like, or you're going to like. But in terms of policy, from a governing standpoint, a local governing standpoint, and even at a national or state level, the best policies tend to be written when you get bipartisan support. That's why that word gets used and tossed around so much, is because it's really important that you get bipartisan support. And look, what happens if you don't? I mean, because if you don't let the anti-gun lobby sit at the table, or if you don't let the NRA, and you do let the anti-gun lobby there, if you don't let all sides sit at the table, what effectively happens then, if you think this through some, what effectively happens then is that the majority of people in elected office, the majority, will then shove down the throats of the minority the policy that they want to see enacted. Whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it, if you don't allow all sides to sit down and have an honest conversation about it, then the majority will rule without any input from the minority. And every group, no matter who you are, has been in the minority in some circumstance or another, whether it's the town you live in or the state you live in or certainly our country. You've been in the minority, whether it's your party or the color of your skin or your religious beliefs. You've been in the minority before. So the question is, if you're not the minority now, what happens when you become in the minority later? And certainly we can have this political dialogue about how the United States Senate changed some of the rules there. But I'm talking about in how we're viewing our governmental structure and how we create sound policy for our communities. And I'm going to tell you that I'd rather see more people at the table involved in the conversation, influencing the dialogue and the final action, at least having a say in the conversation versus the majority just shoving down the throats of the minority, whatever that policy is. So I know this was a little bit different take on the BJ Murphy 360 podcast, but it is something that has been on my mind, on my heart. I've had conversations with parents, other civic leaders, officers, and I've been watching the news extensively about it, because just like many of you out there, I have a stake in this. You have a stake in this, and I want to make sure that the right things are happening and that I'm at least engaged in the conversation. So I hope this encourages somebody by either learning a little bit more about how policy is made or how good policy is made, at least my thoughts on it, or maybe encourages you to get more involved in local policy as it affects your children and your pocketbook. One last thing I'll mention that I mentioned to the principal is that I said, and I heard this on the radio this morning in a talk show about this conversation, is how much security can we afford, and how many freedoms are we going to give up? And I maybe that's a conversation we'll have on another day, but every time we want government to act, it in effect increases the size of government and puts more burden on the taxpayers. So I'm not saying that we don't want the government to act. I'm just saying that every time the government reacts, it comes at a cost, and you, taxpayer, are the one footing that bill. I hope y'all have a great day, and this was to your success.
Thanks for listening to the BJ Murphy 360 podcast. Be sure to connect on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram with @BJMurphy360 and visit him online at magicmilemedia.com. Until the next episode, here's to your success.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.